are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. Whoa.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Aren't you just loving the Olympics? I love when it's Olympic time. I just love it. You know, one of my little little fantasies was I was always an Olympian. You know, I think a lot of us have always pretended to be Olympians. Nobody ever wants to admit it, you know. You know, like, what would be your sport? Kyle, I bet Kyle would want to be a kayaker. I think that's probably his. Donovan, I bet the rings in male gymnastics. I bet Donovan, if we had to guess what fantasy he would have of being a male Olympian. Now, I know guys are like, male gymnastics, no. Look, you got a lot of good upper, you know, body muscle. The splits, I don't think is very necessary and the most manly in the male gymnastics. But other than that, me, it would be not in the Summer Olympics, but it would be the Winter Olympics and figure skating. I just always thought if I was going to be an Olympian, it would be figure skating. You know, doing like the triple axles. That would surprise everybody and do the quadruple axle. Like, oh, wow, Dr. Dahlia is so amazing, yay. And then my outfit, I've already kind of fantasized about what my outfit would be. My outfit, gosh, Raquel Welch wore in, I don't know if it was a Planet of the Apes movie or something, she had this kind of Jane, Tarzan and Jane type of outfit. I'd be wearing that outfit while doing the quadruple lutzes and the quadruple axles, and then I'm up there on the podium, and people are like, I heard Dr. Dahlia can sing. Let's get a mic on and listen to her singing the Star Spangled Banner while winning the gold medal. So they, you know, they put a hidden mic, and I'm like, yeah! You're really good, though. And that was, yeah, remember, it's a fantasy, okay? That was always my fantasy. I always wanted to be in the Olympics. I know you're supposed to be doing the Olympics for your country, but come on, we all fantasize about getting the gold. Now, does anybody ever fantasize about getting a bronze? No. Nobody ever really knows what bronze is. Silver we get, but silver always means second place. I think everybody's all upset about what happened with the relay and the men's swim team. I'm confused about the whole relay thing because Jason Lezak, we know Jason Lezak, a really nice guy, good guy, and he's the one that pulled through in 2008 Beijing's relay, remember, at the last minute? So we were expected to see Jason Lezak, and I know Lochte was, you know, the gold medal winner, and they wanted to put him in, but we got silver, and I think that's still wonderful. I mean, you know, it's not as good as what I would do figure skating, getting the gold, but, you know, the guys did, you know, you can't blame them. Just, that stinks, because I think Lezak, that was his only event. And if that was his only event, you know, you're like, oh, no. But I got to tell you, these guys, aren't they just so cute? Lochte is so cute. Now, what's been going on? What I want to know is what's going on with this Chinese female swimmer, right? The Chinese female swimmer, the 16-year-old Zhu Xin, pronounce her name correctly. You'd think I would be able to pronounce her name correctly because we've been watching the Olympics the whole time. But anyway, I guess they're concerned that this little 16-year-old girl from China actually swam faster in her final 50 meters than Lochte did in his. He's a man. So now they're talking about doping and all that. We'll talk about that a little bit later on the show. We actually got a lot of stuff to talk about. But I just think the Olympics is wonderful. You know, I could possibly have been an Olympian in the gymnastics, but the balance beam. When I was a little girl, the balance beam, when you fall on that, you fall on your groin. And it's very, I mean, girls don't have a groin, but the perineal area. And you usually hit one thigh more than the other. And I would bruise falling on that balance beam. That balance beam doesn't make any sense. It's like, what, maybe you know, 4 or 5, maybe 6 inches in length. And, I mean, I got a size 10 wide foot. I couldn't do it. And my feet grew to size 10 when I was 13. You know, a sign of puberty ending or your height ending is when your feet stop growing. So, you know, when I have patients come in, bring their son in and go, is he going to grow any taller? He's only 5'4". And I ask, are his feet still growing? Yeah, if your feet still growing, you're still going to grow taller. Once the feet kind of level off with the size shoe you're in, that's usually when you stop growing. So me, I mean, I had size 10 feet when I was 13. And remember, I was pretty big-chested. And if you notice, these gymnastic girls, none of them look bigger than a B cup. Me, I was already a double C by the time I was, what, 8? So no wonder I was falling off the beam. The uneven bars would have been perfect for me because my breasts were actually uneven. You know, when you grow and go through puberty, your breasts don't grow simultaneously or symmetrically like they should. Your breasts will grow, you know, first the right, then the left, then the left, then the right, then right, left, and you kind of Picasso it. So with that being said, I probably could have gotten a gold on the uneven bars. That would have been fine. Floor exercise, the dancing part, I could dance. The triple tumbles, I could only do that on ice in my dreams. You know, you do the flips on the ice, and everyone's like, oh, my gosh, look at what Dr. Dahlia did. Yes, I probably wouldn't have been called Dr. Dahlia when I was 13. You got a good point. You got a good point. I probably would not have been a Dr. Dahlia when I was 13. But what are you going to do? Okay, all right, we got a lot to talk about. I still want to talk about it. I love the Olympics. I love to hear, what sport have you always fantasized about to be in the Olympics? 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And none of this synchronized swimming. No. I mean, you don't fantasize about being a part of a group. You fantasize about being the gold medalist, right? You on the V, yeah. Yeah, but I wanted the president, President Reagan, you know, was going to come out and say, wow, this girl we have to have over at the White House, and I have to have a part of my cabinet. That was how good I was in the Olympics, you know. All right, looks like we're coming up on break. Are we coming up on break, Kyle? Yeah, yes, we are.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Conexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 30th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16,1870. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,5923, $8,2962 for a half ounce, or $4,1481 for a quarter ounce. That's $16,5923, $8,2962, and $4,1481.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now, for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great-tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off No. 10 case lots of Mountain House foods is over tomorrow. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends tomorrow.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so it's Yi Xuan. Is the Chinese swimmer, the 16-year-old, who has been telling Olympic officials that she hasn't been doping. And apparently, she had a world record-breaking swim just a few days ago in the Olympics, and she outpaced the winner of the men's event in the last 50. So, you know, of course, you know, in the Olympics, we expect people to do superhuman athletic feats, and then when they do, we turn around and say, well, you're doping. Now, there's been all these rumors that the quote-unquote Chinese people seem to, out of the blue, jump ahead and but right now officials are saying they can't see any proof of anybody doping. From what we understand, usually the people that win in the top four seem to get routinely tested. And from what we understand in the Olympic Village, many of what they call these people, but they kind of spy on them, you know, and, you know, see if they see syringes or tourniquets or if they see pill residue, et cetera. So from what we understand, they've been, you know, spying on all the athletes. There was that one winner in the 80s Olympics that won four medals, and it turned out that she had been doping. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at this girl. I can't tell. You can't, you know, people always ask, parents ask me, how can I tell if my kid is doing steroids? And again, you know, doping doesn't have to just be steroids. Remember, these are performance-enhancing type drugs. Wasn't one Olympian just disqualified because she was taking a water pill, hydrochlorothiazide? Now, why would she do that? Lose weight? Maybe she wanted to be dehydrated? lose weight. So performance enhancers are designed to do that, enhance performance. Remember there were issues years ago with people using albuterol inhalers when they didn't have asthma to help open up their lungs? Said, oh, but I got exercise-induced asthma. Yeah, we'll prove it. So performance enhancers could be anything, not just steroids, anything that would help produce performance, induce performance, which is why I'm not an Olympian, because, I'm good. What sport am I going to make up now that I do? What sport? To be that superhuman in some of your feats. Look at the skeet shooter. Didn't an American win gold in skeet shooting and she got 99 out of 100? That's pretty impressive. I get maybe 1 out of 10,000. Again, I probably would have only qualified for a bronze. But she got 99 out of 100. I mean, that's some superhuman stuff. So what would be a performance enhancer? Some type of, contact lens, eye drops? I don't know. When you have a child and you think they've been kind of messing around with steroids, of course, an increase in muscle mass, an increase in weight that doesn't seem to be as practical, for their height and level of puberty. True, girls will sometimes gain weight, and boys may gain weight in clumps, but something that appears to be a little bit more aggressive in speed could be a telltale sign. Acne on the back is a biggie. An increase in acne all over, but especially on the back, could be a sign of steroid use. I'll look at teenagers and, I'm like, you got a lot of back acne. What are you doing here? A lot of people that have back acne doesn't mean they're taking steroids, but, you wonder. Changes in their hair, changes in their voice, changes in their sexual stamina. Those are kind of things to look at. So I don't know what's going on with this, Yi Shuin. I think it's pretty remarkable that she could beat the male in terms of speed. I mean, there are, women swimmers that can beat men's times. But, there's definitely a lot of rumors circulating around this, so they need to investigate it. I mean, but, you look at these kids, 16-year-old here, 15-year-old there. It blows your mind that these kids could be dealing with that kind of pressure of taking on the Olympics. It just blows your mind. You see them, these other kids complain that they got a test coming up, or they complain that their mom took their iPad away. Really? Really? You have a country, right, that is, watching you with very, very critical eyes, and you're supposed to be representing that country. And, you think that would be just a little bit, just a tad bit more of a responsibility type issue than some of the others. So you just wonder. All right. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I missed you guys. I was doing my CME, my continuing medical education class, and we were up in Big Sky, Alaska. And Big Sky, Alaska, I mean, no wonder they call it God's country. It is exquisite. I had just come from Denali National Forest a few weeks ago, and I just can't tell you how beautiful. I didn't think anything could be as beautiful as Alaska. Interstate, and this was just phenomenal. So those of you, especially my truckers who I love out there, that, drive through Montana and Idaho and Wyoming and, even Oregon, Seattle, all those, the whole Pacific Northwest, it's just beautiful. Not true. I haven't been to Michigan. I haven't been to Tennessee. I haven't been, to a lot of other states, but I was so impressed. We got to see some bears. Every time there was a bear, would pull over. Now, I couldn't see the bear on the side of the road. What you do is you look for people. And you look for people pointing with their camera. So then there's a bear. So there was a brown bear. So I'm thinking grizzly. And my husband was like, no, not the black bear. I go, yeah, but it's brown. He goes, that's okay. Black bears can be brown. Why wouldn't you call it a grizzly? Well, there's no hump. Well, actually, it actually had a little baby hump. So we saw a grizzly, kind of a teenage grizzly. Was so cute. It was like rolling around the grass. I just wanted to go up and tickle its tummy. I was like, oh, I just need to tickle its tummy. But of course, you don't know where mama is. And, he looked like a happy bear. But what I wanted to do is take all this a step further, right? I wanted to pretend I saw a bear. I wanted to drive on the road, then pull over in a spot that was safe and get out and pretend there was a bear and see how many people pull over. And it's funny because people will actually convince themselves that they see it. You know, so you stand there and you go, oh, do you see that? Look, 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 you can you see that bear? You can see it. It's right there. Now, some people will feel so awkward that they can't see it. They'll say, yeah, I see it. Do you see it, honey? Look, it's right there. So, I really urge you guys to do that because that's really funny. Pull over, just off the side of the road where it's safe. Pretend you see a bear or a moose or an elk and see how many people pull over and how many people will say, yes, they saw it and agree with you, just to agree with you. And then you get back in the car and you go, dang. Like, oh, that's funny. Oh, that's really funny. Come on. You know what's funny? We were doing this in downtown Bozeman. You start crossing the street. You act like a tourist, right? I always do that. I love putting on my accent. I'm a tourist, you know. And then you start crossing the street, and the man that says walk turns to red. And you go, oh, I didn't make it. I got to go all the way back. And then you run all the way back to the beginning part of the street, the sidewalk, where you have to start. So you wait for the light to turn, then you try to make it, right? You try to make it across the street until the light, the pedestrian light turns red. And then if you don't make it, you got to run all the way back. And as I was doing that with the kids, my husband was livid because he's on the other side of the street just waiting for us to go. But that's also funny to do because, you know, people look at you and they think you're kind of stupid. All right. What do we want to talk about? Okay, 1-877 Doc Dolly. I did go whitewater rafting, and I was the only one that fell out of the raft. The water was about 60 degrees, and I had just learned, which, by the way, I'm going to kind of teach you guys throughout the week some of the things I learned at the conference, like hypothermia and, things you think you should do but you shouldn't. We just learned so much. We learned about snake bites, spider bites, so I need to share all that with you because that's what I promised to do. Come on. It'll be fun. Come on in. And the pop quiz, of course, pop quiz afterwards. So they say when you whitewater raft and you're going down these class 2 rapids or class 3 rapids, if you flip, never put your feet down on the riverbed because if you do, your foot could get stuck. Well, here I am, and I thought that was such a brilliant idea because I remember watching The Gray and somebody got his foot stuck, and there was a recent Boy Scout camp where a kid, they almost lost a kid because he got his foot stuck in the riverbed. So I flip out over. Right? Yeah, I had my life vest, but they say face your feet downstream. I should have just jumped back into the boat, but I was afraid to put my feet down. So people had to drag me into the boat, and then of course I landed into one of the people's groins. It was really embarrassing. I mean, took me back to college. Here, first of all, it was like we live in college days. First of all, I'm in midair with my legs flipping over in the air, right? And then I landed someone's groin. It was horrible. Of course, my kids are looking like, what is mom doing? But anyway, I sat back up. It was so embarrassing. But you're not supposed to put your feet down in the riverbed. But I got to tell you, whitewater rafting is fun, but you have a good helmet because when you flip, you crash into those rocks. And I know the kids think it's cold. The mom was like, oh, my gosh, head injury. Oh, my baby. But, of course, we're holding on to our kids and, I'm kind of stick them back in my uterus so they don't, flip over the raft. But, for any of you that have never been to Montana or the Big Sky area, it's amazing. All right, I think we're coming up on break. Are we coming up on break, Kyle? I guess we are. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, you know, I heard what James Holmes was going to try to do, the amnesia thing, right? The Colorado shooter that killed 12 people. From what we understand, he is charged with murder. 12 people, as well as, I believe, 124 counts of attempted murder. And I mean, really, he's going to play the amnesia thing? Like, what just happened? Are you kidding me? It blows my mind, these defenses. I mean, that's worse than the whole Jerry Sandusky defense with the histrionic personality disorder. Well, interesting. You know, we've been hearing that James Holmes had visited multiple prostitutes in his, you know, lifetime. And recently, one prostitute has come forward saying that he was pretty rough with her and hurt her arms and legs and things like that. But the last encounter that she had with him, he just wanted to talk. He didn't want to have sex. And maybe he wanted to talk to her because he didn't really like a psychiatrist. Maybe, you know, aren't you supposed to talk to your psychiatrist? Yeah, I got emails about that when I was gone. What's going on? You know, he had a psychiatrist. What did the psychiatrist? Well, remember, you know, psychiatrists now are more of the, you know, people that kind of prescribe medications. Your counselors are the ones that do therapy. You know, and so psychiatrists, a lot of times you don't get that hour-long sitting on the couch type of thing that we, you know, used to stereotype psychiatrists as. You know, many psychiatrists now, they don't do the one-on-one therapy. Psychologists do. Now, his particular psychiatrist, we don't know. from what we understand, Dr. Lynn Fenton, she's kind of having some of her own issues. I think she had prescribed herself a controlled substance like Xanax. She had prescribed her husband Ambien, a colleague, Vicodin. I mean, a lot of doctors, they see colleagues. You know, you're not supposed to prescribe anything for yourself. Depending on the state you practice in, there could be some ethical issues with prescribing controlled substances to family members. She's supposed to be a specialist in schizophrenia and threat assessment, and people are expecting she to get sued because of this. She has worked for the University of Colorado since 2009. Like I said, has faced some of her own disciplinary issues. The person she had prescribed Vicodin to was an employee, not a registered patient. She worked as a physician in private practice in Denver from 1994 to 2005, was chief of physical medicine with the U.S. Air Force in San Antonio, Texas. She's won various grants to study schizophrenia. It's interesting that Holmes was already undergoing mental health treatment. It's interesting that he felt he had an issue enough to go and see a psychiatrist. Now, I don't know what medicines he was taking. I don't know, you know, what he was prescribed. Was he prescribed a mood stabilizer? Was he prescribed an antipsychotic? We don't know. But I know many people in the psychiatric profession are probably looking at this going, oh, my gosh, if any of my patients hurt somebody, number one is, you know, how do you live with yourself? And two, boy, you're open up, you know, for liability. When I was in medical school, they you know, gave us extensive training on how to try to weed some of these people out. You know, whenever anybody comes in with depression, we're always supposed to ask if they have any suicidal ideation or homicidal ideation. Do they ever think about hurting themselves, and do they ever think about hurting others? Now, when I was a medical student, that was a very difficult question to just ask somebody point blank, you know, because we'd be talking to people in jails. We'd be talking, you know, like, did you ever think about hurting somebody? Yeah, I want to hurt you. You know, here I am like a little medical student, you know, my little baby white jacket, you know, being all meek and you know, scared. And then, you know, later as you, you know, become a physician and your coat gets longer, it starts to cover your butt a little bit more and you feel like, you know, you got, you know, you kind of fit in your coat a little bit better. You know, I'll ask. And even, you know, even to this day, I always ask my depressed patients, I go, you know, do you ever get to the point where you just, you know, want to punch somebody, or you feel like if they weren't on this earth, your life would be better? Now, be honest with me. Now, be honest. You know, and luckily I've never had anybody say, yeah, I want to kill anybody. You know, I've had people admit, oh, I wish I could divorce so-and-so, or I wish he was never born. Remember, I mean, you know, we still, even as a family doc or an internal medicine doc, you know, even though you're required to report anything that would look like somebody else would be in danger, I still don't think we're good enough to screen for somebody to decide to go into a mass shooting. This is what we talked about a week or so ago on the show. So it's interesting because all eyes are on this doctor. But this isn't anything new. When Whitney Houston died, within 12 hours, the media was trying to figure out who her doctor was, and they were already looking to see, you know, what could have, you know, what they could blame the doctor for. Anna Nicole Smith, the one after the doctor. Michael Jackson, understandably so. Why would Conrad Murray give propofol to him in his house? Understandably so. But, you know, when things go wrong, of course they're going to go look up, you know. Well, they look for the family first. All the camera crews, you know, go to the family in their house, right? San Diego, in terms of James Holmes' case. And then of course, they go to the doctor. Who was treating him? Who was treating him at the time, and why didn't they see the red flags? You know, I mean, if any professional, right, would be skilled in this, you would think it would be the psychiatrist. But what I want to say, and not in her defense, but in any psychiatrist's defense, you don't see the average mass killer. There's not many of these people around. You don't have, you know, the Virginia Tech shooter, you don't see these people every day. You see the people every day that are depressed or bipolar or schizophrenic or manic or, you know, even attention deficit, histrionic, borderline, that don't kill people. You know, it would probably have to be a very weird flat. I think for someone like that to stand out, he would probably have to say some very wild, crazy things. And some of these mass shooters, you know, just like Jared Loughner from the Tucson shooting, I think some of them are very smart enough to escape the questioning, which is, again, I don't want to repeat, you know, stuff we talked about last week, but I wonder how liable this psychiatrist could be. Now, if you are an expert in people that kill and, you know, do mass shootings and, you know, criminal psychiatry, you know, maybe, but still, many people in jail, they didn't open fire on, you know, a school or a theater. You know, these are people that killed out of passion, or they got into a fight with somebody and the person hit their head and, you know, had a bleed and died. And I mean, you know, there's a variety of crimes out there. And many of these crimes where I wanted to kill somebody and anger and all that, you know, that may not fit the psychological profile of, you know, James Holmes, who appears to be a real sicko. You know, and you know, we had discussed last week, you know, well, then what do? You look for people who are obsessing. Overly obsessing about Batman. Overly obsessing about, let's say, a video game. Well, a lot of people are obsessed. Now, we talked about that last week, too. You know, many people lock themselves up in the room and play video games for hours at a time. Some of them, they kill themselves doing it accidentally. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, which he's now all over the news, Dr. Lynn Fenton. And, of course, they're going to probably try to subpoena the medical records and, you know, find out what, you know, I mean, if he ever told her. Sometimes I just feel like, you know, ending it and taking people with me. Or sometimes I just feel like I'm so mad at the world I want to, you know, kill somebody. If he said that to her, she's going to be liable. Scary stuff. All right, when we come back, we got a lot more medical news coming up. Gosh, we got some interesting stuff. I know I've been talking so much. And I also want to talk a little bit more about snake bites. Oh, there's so much I want to talk about. But of course, I want to hear from you, so please call in 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, you can follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia. Fan page. Also follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And don't forget, Droid users, we have a free Android app. Go to your Android store or go to the Dr. Dahlia website. You find me right there. There's me saying hi. Click on me and you'll be able to download the free app. All right, let me see. Where's Kyle? Kyle, how are we doing? Oh. Looks like we're on music. All right, guys, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So they say an onion recall from a Southern California grower and food processing firm has led to multiple products and state recalls. Gill's Onion LLC initially issued a voluntary recall due to possible Listeria monocytogenes. Or you remember Listeria last year with the cantaloupe? Scares the heck out of everybody. From what I understand, nobody's been hurt, but they found multiple different types of foods that could have been contaminated with this, including diced, slivered, whole peeled onions, diced onion and celery mix, multiple states, California, Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Montana, New York, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Texas, Utah, Washington. Whole peeled onions. I didn't know you could buy packaged onions. I usually just go and get onions. But they say a number of products that could contain these onions as an ingredient have also been recalled, like certain Whole Foods markets, prepared foods in Florida, Trader Joe's salsa, balea, barbecue chicken salad. Ooh, barbecue chicken salad. Gosh, that sounds good. I've never had that. I guess that's sold in Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, and South Virginia. Cool Creations and Wegmans prepared foods. All right. Again, no illnesses have been reported, but they are doing a recall of onions. I know. You know, no other show tells you about the recall, so I have to. I know it's not the most exciting thing, but we all need to know.
All right, you want something exciting? This is an interesting title of an article. This kind of caught my eye. They say alcohol is a social lubricant. Doesn't that catch your eye? Isn't that eye-catching? Yeah. All right, alcohol is a social lubricant. Now, what does this mean? This comes from drugs.com. They say a new study lends scientific support to the notion as that alcohol is a social icebreaker. They say researchers found that drinking moderate amounts of alcohol in a group setting boosts people's emotions and enhances social bonding. Well, of course, when you're drunk, you're like, I love you. Kyle, you're my best friend. Oh, I got to tell you, I can't tell you how many people I said I love you. Now, remember, to my husband, it was only him. Okay? Remember, to my husband, he's the only one I've ever said I love you to. But, you know, you drink a little. It's like, oh, I love you so much. Oh, you get annoying when you drink. Man. All right. So the study found that moderate consumption of alcohol can minimize negative emotions or at least reduce displays such as being silent in a group or making faces with wrinkled noses and pursed lips. Yeah, this was a real study. Somebody got paid for this. Published in the journal Psychological Science, researchers randomly assigned 720 men and women to groups of three people who didn't know one another. They said previous studies have focused on alcohol's effect on individuals. Yeah, I got to tell you, people are more tolerable when you drink. Let me see. 20 groups were formed consisting of every combination of genders. How many genders are there? There's two, right? Oh, transgender. Okay. That's okay. Each group was assigned one of the following scenarios. Drink an alcoholic beverage, drink a pretend alcoholic beverage, or drink a non-alcoholic control beverage. So one was a placebo, one was a control. The alcoholic beverage contained one part vodka, 3.5 parts cranberry juice cocktail with a lower dose of vodka for women. All right, so what, they're drinking, I know, I used it. No, those aren't Cosmos. They're cranberry and vodka is a, why can't I think of the name? No, Greyhound is orange juice and vodka. No, Greyhound is grapefruit and vodka. Oh, okay, it's a Cape Cod? All right, yeah. All right, cranberry juice and vodka. Anyway, to make the beverages more credible, glasses were smeared with vodka. Then I guess they all kind of sat down and they talked and they were talking about the Dr. Dahlia show and how much they liked the Dr. Dahlia show. Is that really what they have to do? They have to drink? All right, so anyway, I know you all thought this would be a much more exciting study, but you see what they do? You see what the media does? They know the study is boring. They know nobody cares about people drinking alcohol and if they can bond or if they could, you know, joke around and giggle or whatever. But what they do is they put a title, Alcohol is a Social Lubricant. See, and it makes sense. And what does a lubricant do? A lubricant helps ease the passage of something, right? That's really what the definition of a lubricant is. Stop the giggles. And I think if I want to expand my vocabulary, I should say that. I should say, you want to know what? This study helps facilitate the lubrication of vaccines and cancer research. Right? Kyle helps lubricate the Dr. Dahlia show. Oh, I love that. Okay, that's the word of the week. That's going to be the word of the week. Lubricate. Hey, if this study could say alcohol is a social lubricant, then I could say from an engineering and a radio production standpoint, Kyle lubricates the show. Right? No. Kyle doesn't like that one. Come on, people. Really? All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another study coming out on women and faking orgasms. Over a quarter of women admit to faking orgasms every time they have sex. See, you want to know, ladies, what you should do? Okay, now the secret's out. Okay, men know women fake their orgasms. So you need to, though, not fake it. Like, don't be doing the Harry Met Sally thing. Okay? Because you need to come up with a different way to fake it. You need to say something else, okay? No, don't say another man's name, because I know who would lie, right? Who would make that up? But, yeah, again, you don't want to insult him. But rather than going, oh, you know, or whatever you do, I wouldn't know. I've been married 15 years. All right. Maybe rather than saying yes all the time or saying the Lord's name, change it up. Change it up a little bit. All right, because honestly, the secret's out. Guys think we're faking it. They think we're faking it. I don't know. Guys are smart. Ladies, come on. Men are smart. Okay, let's talk about, there's another booze story. Let's talk about that. They all call it booze. Nobody calls it booze. Spirits. Do people still call alcohol spirits? Are you happy going to enjoy some spirits today? No, I'd like to enjoy some tequila. That's what people say. They say booze, energy drinks, casual sex combo is very common in college. So no, none of these college students have been listening to the Dr. Dolly show when I have been complaining about how caffeinated drinks and alcohol is very dangerous. And it looks like not only are they drinking the caffeinated energy drinks and mixing it with alcohol, then they're more likely to have casual sex. Jägermeister with Red Bull is a biggie. Red Bull and vodka. Monster and what do they like to mix with Monster? I don't know. I'm not a kid anymore. I don't hang out with college kids anymore. See, we didn't have that. I mean, there was a no-dose, but I was afraid to take it because I didn't want people to think I was doping. I wanted people to know that my grades were my grades, so I didn't no-dose. And I didn't need it. Do I look like I need an energy lifter, an energy booster? And then, you know, you had beer. You know, there was always beer and somebody going on a beer run, and every now and then somebody had a bottle of some alcohol. Now, kamikazes were huge when I was in college, kamikazes. And those are, I don't know, vodka, triple sec. I don't know. I haven't made a kamikaze in a long time. So, disgusting. Just disgusting. But kamikaze shots. I never liked tequila. No, and I didn't like shots. I didn't like drinking. I really didn't. It made you sick. You were stupid. And I wanted to be a good girl. Right? You know, it's very difficult to keep your knees bolted together when there's alcohol because alcohol is a social lubricant. Exactly. All right. So if any of you have kids in college, they're probably doing this. University of Buffalo researchers found that more than 29% of the sexually active participants said they had consumed alcohol mixed with energy drinks in the previous month. And of course, if everybody's, you'll remember, social lubricant. So if everybody's lubricating, right, at the party, and you want to be lubricated too, then you drink. No, we're not talking about the noun. We're talking about, of the process, right? Then this social lubrication study, I could see us using this. I could see us using that term now. You guys are going to be so sick of the word by the end of the week. That's what you have to do. You got to get it out of your system, right? Got to get it out of your system. Those of us that have tics that keep wanting to say the word. But anyway, your teenagers are still, your college students are still doing stupid things. So that's the moral of that story. All right, guys, stay on board for another hour, but call in with your questions at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.